One, two, three, clap. Damn it, that time I think I was early.
I don't even know if I clapped last time. I think I did.
It's just hard for me to get into position one, that's all. Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy Nice Podcast. Over there in Scotland, fresh from their latest shark titty lesson, that is Brogan Hastings.
And absolutely latching onto this joke that he will never let go is Wayne Giovinazzi.
I mean, isn't that what titties are for? Latching onto... You're the one who said it.
Poor choice of words on my part.
Yeah, yep, yep. But you own it. You have to own it now.
I do.
It's the law. We should have a shark titty off, I think. See who can draw the best. And then we put it up to the vote of the public. And then we release that as an exclusive merch item.
Mm.
Yeah. I just thought of that then.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking of putting something up on the store. I think we should put something up on the store for shark titties anyway, but...
Yeah, yeah. But like, whoever wins the vote.
Yeah.
That's bad. Should we really be like going up against each other? We might start to resent each other for it.
You might start to resent me again.
Yeah, yeah. That's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm going to lose. I will lose the popular vote. Oh, we can't even put it up to a blind vote because people will know our styles.
Yeah.
What if we draw it in each other's style? It's like that old riddle. The man whose horse comes in last will win the hand of my daughter in marriage. So... Everyone rides each other's horses. I think that's how it goes. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a thing.
You okay,
bud? It's from a game.
Are you okay?
It's from a game called Mastermind. It's a board game where it's like logic puzzle riddles. That's all. Whatever. We've filled 1 minute. 1 minute of content, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Oh, my life is ruined.
Why?
I was introduced to Archer. The first episode of Archer was forced upon me.
I thought you now started that and you were like, no.
To watch it. No, I've seen little tiny bits of it. And like, no, no, blinders on. I don't want it. That is not Archer. That is Mr. Bob Berger, goddammit.
Yeah.
I've seen the first episode and it's like, nah, it's too good. Mm-hmm. I have to watch it. Do you watch Archer?
I've watched bits of Archer. I've just never got around to watching the whole thing. But yeah, I know that it's something that as soon as I watch it, I'll like.
Yeah, it is my humour. That's the problem. That is the real problem.
Yeah. I think the closest I've seen is the Bob's Burger Archer crossover.
Crossover? Yeah. I've seen a clip of that.
Love
but
that.
I can't continue watching it though. Yeah. Yeah.
I think there was actually an official episode with that on it.
Of Archer?
Uh-huh. Like, not of Bob's Burgers. Because that's not the crossover I'm talking about. The crossover I'm talking about is someone edited it on YouTube. And it was the Archer folk coming into...
Oh, okay. That's
the restaurant.
Different.
And the reason I know it's edited and put together is because Louise does the scream, "That's my daddy! That's my..." And I'm like, "Oh, right, this is bits from other episodes."
Yeah. I was doom scrolling the other day on the old tweet whore, and there was a post. You know who David Cross is?
Yes,
the actor.
The guy.
Arrested Development.
That's the one where he turns into the blue man.
Mr. Show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he's got a podcast, right? And he gets people on
Tobias
it. Tobias
Funky.
It. Yeah, yeah. That's
Funky?
His character in
Tobias. Anyway,
whatever it is, Tobias. Yeah. The latest episode. Guest is Eugene Merman,
voice
of Gene. He just fucking sounds like Gene. Mm-hmm. He looks like what Gene will look like in like 35, 40 years.
Yep.
It's just fucking Gene.
Yeah.
Adult Gene.
Have you seen the one where, like, again, not an episode, it's a YouTube thing, where they were talking about, I don't know if it was for the movie or if it, well, it was years before the movie, but doing Bob's Burgers live. The thing is,
because they've done like live concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's like the videos them phoning around the cast to say, you know, and it's like what the cast does outside of other things.
Yeah,
and it has the guy that does Tina's voice just sitting in a room that the phone, like where a desk in front of him, the phone goes, "Hello."
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he does nothing else.
Yeah, and Gene. His girlfriend, a mermaid.
Yeah.
Played by him as well.
Of course. Yeah.
The best one, H. John Benjamin. Oh my God. He's working as a hairstylist and
Oh, okay.
Fucking God.
I had half a feeling that he might have just been a tin can because of Wet Hot American Summer.
Mm. No, this is so, it's just so fucking funny. And then there's like a sort of, because it's a little movie in and of itself. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, they're going around, it's like, it's so weird that the Phantom Butt Toucher has been in every city that we've been in. And Tina's voice is like, yeah. Weird.
So I've been avoiding watching anything extracurricular mm-hmm. because I need to be caught up just to make sure like spoilers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen anything extra.
You've definitely seen Beyond when that was posted.
So Yeah. My aloneness time is coming to an end.
Ah.
Hmm. Which is good and bad in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's in and of itself is a phrase, but I don't feel like that's the right phrase for this. In and of itself is a show by Derek Delgadio as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Have you seen that?
I haven't, no. But I'm aware of it.
Have you got Disney Plus?
Yes.
Fucking watch it then. What are you doing? Just watch it. I enjoy it.
We're getting off topic for a slight minute. Well, I have been trying to decide. I need to watch Better Call Saul and The Witcher. Mm. And every time I looked at it, I'm like, which one will I watch? Let's just go back to YouTube for just now. We'll decide later.
Oh, so, that's right. I forget that Brogan only watches The Nanny.
I know.
Mm. That needs to get beat out of you.
Danny Davis.
Yeah, you're allowed to watch it still, but you also have to watch other stuff too.
I've watched The Practice. Okay, the three episodes that Danny was in. And I've watched Hunter, and okay, that. It was just the episodes that Lauren was in. But, you know, still.
What are we going to do with you, Brogan?
Love and support me.
I was going to say, tie you up in a room and tell Danny Davis to go in there.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Joe.
With his bare chest. Allegedly, we don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know when was the last time he exposed his chest to the media.
I mean, I'm only going off a picture from season 6 of The Nanny.
1984. Okay, yeah. That's
1999.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
Okay. That's a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple at least.
25 years ago.
Mm.
Most almost. Of my lifetime.
Yep, exactly. I was going to say, almost as old as you.
Yep.
But yeah, time's coming to a close, which means I'll probably be like leaving the house less,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. I like leaving the house. I like not being in the house. I like going and doing things.
Good.
But the problem is coming home,
yes.
Right? Because when I come home at like later in the evening, the next morning, frankly, mm-hmm. 1 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever, I try to be very quiet and not make any noise.
Yeah.
Now, this was thwarted before I stopped caring, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people who live in the big house, I live in the little house, mm-hmm. the big house, a camera was installed, right?
Okay.
Because what's happening is there's this little punk, right? Walks past, every time he walks past, he throws a fucking rock or something at one of the house's roofs.
Yeah.
And one time it broke one of the roof tiles, one of the shingles,
mm-hmm.
right? And now every time he's making sure not to break something. So he just throws it on top of we've got like a tin like roof over like mm-hmm. part of the garage and it makes a loud noise.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Whatever, kid. You do you. But if I'm outside and I see you do it, I'd call the child a cunt. I'd say, what the fuck, cunt? What are you doing?
Drop kick the child.
The actual fuck. But the reason he keeps doing it. It's because he's getting yelled at by an old man. It's like, oh, this old man yelling at me, whatever. So he's gone and installed this camera, not where the rocks are getting thrown, but in the front of the fucking house, up the driveway. But not only that, also installed like floodlights that turn on via a sensor.
Yeah.
So I come in at night, 2 a.m. in the morning, 1 a.m. in the morning, set off the lights for starters, right? Mm. Big flood fucking lights. Go past the camera, his phone gets a notification every time the camera goes off. But now also, I don't know why, when it goes off, it also makes a ba-doo noise.
Oh, it's an intruder alert.
Yeah, but it's not very loud, but loud enough that, like, if you're asleep and you heard it, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, it's, like, not of my doing. Mm-hmm. If I'm waking people up in the big house, it's not my fault anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I would make sure I'm not closing my car door too loudly or anything like that. Now it's like, slammo, I don't care, whatever.
Mm.
But, yeah. It's just that weird fucking camera.
I would be so tempted to, like, sit outside in a deck chair with a bottle of beer. Now, I don't drink, or a can of beer, right? I don't drink. So I would just sit there with the opened can of beer, not touching it, and watching for this kid.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I would probably empty the beer can out. I'd wash it out, and I'd fill it with water or something.
Yep.
And I'd just
and offer
sit
it to
there.
The kid. Hey, kid, want a beer?
Just sit there, leaning back, you know, and then as soon as somebody walks past, a young child walked past who looks like they may be thinking about it, make direct eye contact and swig from that can.
Yeah.
Just fucking down it while maintaining eye contact. Establish dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I don't think that's going to work. I mean, this is like a 14-year-old kid, Brogan. They don't give no fucks. They don't care.
But they need to know. Neither do I.
Cock shotgun. Welcome to America, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'm from Scotland. Sharks bit off my titties and I don't give a shit.
I got the scars to prove it.
Sitting outside, no top on.
Hey, kid, you want to know how I got these scars?
Mister, where are your nipples? Well... Isn't that a funny story?
Wouldn't you like to know? I don't think you should be, like, discussing nipples with a child.
He brought it up!
Yeah, okay, you're right. Sir, where are your nipples? First of all, thank you for saying sir.
I appreciate your gender inclusivity.
Yeah.
No assuming my gender on the property.
Yeah, yeah. But were you in Scotland at the time when they were bitten off, or was it in Australia? Because I assume you're in Australia at the time.
No, I was in Scotland at the time.
I mean, when you're yelling at the child.
Oh, when I'm yelling at the child, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep. Cool. Yeah. No, I was gonna say maybe it was a drop bear, but clearly it was a. If it was a drop bear, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
You wouldn't survive. So it's clearly a shark. All right. Cool. All right. Cool. So you've been known once or twice. To say to me, get a fucking job, Giovinazzi.
Yes.
Once or twice.
Lovingly.
I mean, deep concern
for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I was like, I don't know, maybe it popped up in my emails or something. There was a thing that came up with, so college here is called TAFE, right?
Okay.
You got university and you got TAFE. Mm-hmm. Or tech college. I don't know. There's lots of different word names for it. Mm-hmm. But TAFE is what it's known as. So it's not as, like, higher up as university or whatever, but mm-hmm. it's, yeah, you get degrees and things like that. There are fee-free TAFE courses.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, okay, maybe do that. So I start looking through all their fee-free or, like, heavily subsidized by the government courses to do. Mm-hmm. Like, this might be a good idea. It could be good. But then I remember, it's fucking terrible. Like, I'm sure, like, yeah, okay, you're glad you went through uni and did whatever, but did you actually enjoy it?
Not for a fucking second.
Exactly. I've been to college and TAFE. I've done shit in a creative field, and it was not enjoyable.
No. I don't know if that's because of the age I was, and because I didn't know what I was going to do with my degree. I think I would have felt better about it if I knew what the end goal was. But I knew the only reason I did law was because I was like, somebody will take somebody with a law degree, which sounds daft, but it's 100% true and is exactly what happened to me.
I mean, shit, you get it, like, you went straight from one job to another.
Mm-hmm.
The LinkedIn contacts have reached out to you.
Very fortunate in that I started out in a job. I say started out, but, you know, I ended up in a job very early on that is I have ended up working in anti-money laundering for 7 years now.
Yeah.
And it's a very in-demand role because nobody wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a horrible position to be put in to have to argue with lawyers and partners. You know, they're rude as shit. A lot of them are. Mm-hmm. Some are fine. Most are not because they don't understand that I'm trying to keep them out of jail. So they're like, oh, you're just an internal barrier.
Yes, you hold the power though.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you it's know? A good role to have.
Well, you say that and then you're up against a partner who is on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're telling them, you can't do this.
Look, you can do this if you want, but it's your fucking ass on the line. I'm not removing the red flags. You can go into the system and do it. Won't have my name attached.
Well, no, that is why, I mean, because I would still have to do it because I would be the only person with access to the system, but I would 100% get all that in writing and note down that I do not agree with this, which I have done before. I've gone to the MLRO and say, I do not agree with this, but if you give it the okay, I will do it and I want it in writing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having the Law Society come for my ass.
No, no. They are a society, goddammit.
Yeah.
A society. So since you started working, when how old were you when you got your first job?
I think I was 16.
So you were still in high school?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like the retail stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But since getting your first job, what do you think is the longest amount of time you've gone unemployed?
6 months, maybe?
Hmm. Yeah, see, that's probably what it used to be for me. I mean, it hasn't really been that long for me yet. Like, it's been 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. It's been 4 months. But leading up to that, I was in reduced work, reduced it even further. So it feels like I haven't worked for like 9-10 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you go, yeah, it's... It, You're fortunate as well because you still have security at home.
Yep.
To back up. I do kind of have that as well, but not from a financial standpoint whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... But at the same time, I feel like if I go to any job, I am taking a step backwards from doing my... extracurricular stuff, which sounds like I'm going out killing people. But no, it will take away from being able to do the more artistic stuff.
Yeah.
Unless I find a job in that field, which I don't even know what the fuck would exist.
Yeah, it's a hard one to pin down for, like, job searching and contacts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's not a thing. It is a self-made profession.
100%.
Doing streaming and art and all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but there are people who are artists and have jobs, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm, yeah. I don't know. here's the latest idea for, because obviously I do the art stuff.
Yep.
My friend Sam wants to start DJing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much so that they've gone out and bought decks. Just like a cheap thing.
Okay.
Just to learn on, right? So the big idea is I'll do art for them and then they will, from time to time, be on CatCam running the music
for
my art stream.
Yeah.
And like every now and then it'll be like, all right, everyone, dance break. And I just like... make that full screen, it's a dance break, or we only do that one time ever and that is it. So it's like, what we need a streaming house. But then I'm thinking, do you remember in YouTube days when there was the YouTube, like, I don't know what they called them, like the fucking, what was it, not studios, but where, like, oh, this is my YouTube such and such, and we've got all these creators who work under me kind of thing.
I don't remember this at all.
No. There's... it was never good. It all ended horribly for all of them, except for the one that got sold to Disney, which I can't remember their name now. Probably a good thing. But it was like one of those daily vloggers. Family vloggers, you know? Like, for starters, they're making money off their fucking children.
Family vloggers scare me.
Oh, they're fucking terrifying.
Mm. There's somebody I follow on TikTok who does, like, parodies of it. And it turned from, like, I think it started off POV, you're the babysitter for a family vlog kid. And it turned into this whole series about, you know, this kid getting out. And it's, like, fascinating. Like, to the point they've gone on and spoken about it. And, you know, it's like, you know, like, oh, why are you doing this? Like, to raise awareness that these kids don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah. Now, some of them are of the age where they know what the fuck was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would like to know and see what it's like, but I'm terrified to fucking look into it. It's like,
And sometimes you just hear some shit. Like, I remember there was one that, there was the family that adopted that kid and then gave him up within like a month.
Yeah. I mean, there are families that are still going today that I'm sure they're only having kids to keep the content up. I mean, and then some of them are just Mormons.
Well,
and they
that.
Have lots of kids anyway.
There's that. And it's when you hear, and it's when a kid leaves and it's like, you know, they were lost at sea. Don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got the ones that were like pranking their kids, which were, it's just fucking abuse.
100%. 100%. I hate those pranking videos anyway, because I'm not a big fan of pranks, especially, but there was a whole phase in YouTube that I don't know if it's still going on just now, where it was, you would see like videos and it'd be like, that's not a prank. That's just.
No. Yeah.
Like cake smashing and stuff like that. That. No.
Yeah. Very much of the Penn and Teller mindset where if there's a prank happening, the person who is being, in quotes, pranked gets more enjoyment out of it than anybody else. Uh-huh. Like Lab Scam and shit like that.
Yeah. The only thing, well, even eventual enjoyment, because I don't think Tony Fitzpatrick enjoyed calling up FedEx, but that's still one of the greatest pranks I have ever heard.
That may have been before.
Ah.
Beforehand. So,
but
yeah.
I do hear that
mythos and, yeah.
Yeah. But I love that story so fucking much.
Yeah.
And I think even to this day, I've heard Penn talk about it later. It's like, sometimes Tony will just be like, or like Penn will miss him and say, you know, it's the anniversary of Tony Colpenny. He's like, you fucking idiot. I love you.
Yeah. But yeah, like prank videos and that, they're always terrible.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy Fail Army as well. Mm-hmm. But then it all just turns into people getting hurt. And it's like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was starting to get scared because I enjoy meme video compilations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have a little bit of that. And it's like, oh, that wasn't good. Like, especially like not the top tier channels and that.
Yeah.
But then I was so scared. The one I was watching, I thought it was just going to turn into like some gross fucking shit.
Because
It starts off, the starting video was a guy walks out. It's like snowing, like freezing cold as ass. Fucking freezing out here. Ready? Watch this. Because, you know, typically it's like you throw like a hot water from a cup and it just like turns into steam.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going, watch this. So cold. So he's like, starts to hock up a loogie, makes the spitting noise, and then he just like throws three cubes of ice onto the ground.
Okay.
It's like, all right, it's good. We're still good, meme video compilation. We're still good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But like, I mean, I'm still subscribed to Jenna Marbles to this day. I didn't really watch Jenna back in the sort of heyday of that kind of thing, but it would probably been about 2017.
Yeah,
I subscribed because she was just out there living her best life, making costumes for her dogs, taking us on a tour of her plants, making a horrible dream chair. It was amazing. But because people are complex, you know, you don't know what is going on every single time. Like there's still some stuff that she was friends with some YouTubers. And obviously controversies came out about them afterwards. Mm. It's like, you don't think about these things when these people are your friends, you know?
Yeah.
And there was just a whole lot of stuff that she'd done in the very, very early days of the channel that, looking back now, it's like, I don't like that I did that. She would hide the videos because she's like, I don't want that out there and associated with me. But obviously people had saved them. But she ended up quitting YouTube. She might come back. Yeah. I don't know. I hope she does. But more than that, I hope she's living her best life with her four dogs. Five dogs.
Jenna Marbles, we know you listen. Just write in, let us know how you're going. You know what? Look, come stop by, have a chat. We'll yeah, we'll just, you know, let everyone know how you are.
Jenna Marbles is quite, Jenna and Julian are quite literally responsible for some of the things I still say today. Jenna yeah. and Julian are responsible for the, oh, look at me, I'm me. That's where that yeah, came
yeah.
from.
Yeah.
I don't say Julie, I say Julian, because that's how they say Julian. Okay. They go, the Julian.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and yeah, there's it, all their stuff was good. I miss seeing videos of the dogs. Kermit crying, I mean, Mr. Marbles just being old and confused.
She's been off of YouTube so long now, those dogs are dead.
They're not. They're not, okay. because Julian still streams. Julian still streams, okay, and there we you get go. Yep. pictures yep. of the dog. They've actually, like, they fostered a lot of greyhounds since she's gone off, and they've adopted at least one.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of things that you watch that you still quote today and say things for a reason,
mm-hmm.
while I've been on my own, I decided that I was going to watch some shit, watch some movies that I haven't seen in a long time, mm-hmm. and that, I mean, which didn't happen because I've been leaving the house so much, but I did watch two. I watched Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2.
Okay.
Right? Now, for the longest time, as a kid, I refused to watch the Wayne's World movies, right? And you can probably guess why.
I'm not, actually, because I really thought that you, like, adored the Wayne's World movies.
I do. Yeah, I do now. But, like, as a kid, it's like, oh, it's the name Wayne, so everyone's like, oh, Wayne's World. I was like, fuck you, man. I haven't even
I'd have been right in that shit. Like, yeah, fucking yeah, that's my world. Fuck you.
Yeah. But, like, the first time I watched it, my dad was in hospital for whatever reason, and great aunt and uncle, whatever, they owned a video store.
Oh, cool.
Right? Where people would go and hire movies. So they would get screeners all the time of movies, of films. And they just gave us a big crate of them to watch while dad was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Wayne's World. Now, these screeners as well, it's the full movie, but it's got like a time code on the bottom constantly going.
Yeah.
So you know it's a screener, so you can't like sell it or hire it out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think one day I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to watch this Wayne's World movie. Wayne's World 2, actually, the second one. This is a Matt Donnelly situation, Grease 2, where he watched Grease 2 as a kid before Grease 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to find it, and it's like, it's not in the little cardboard slip, because it's a screener. That's all it comes in, not in, like, the big openable VHS case.
Mm.
And then I look in the VCR, and it was already in there. I'm like, oh, okay, someone must have already watched it. And I watched it, and I'm thinking, holy shit, John, Ryan, my brothers, they have no idea what I know. I now know the secrets of the universe. This film is amazing. And then John came home that day. I was like, John, you have to watch this Wayne's World 2 movie with me. He's like, yeah, I watched it last night. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That's why it was in the VCR. So this is like probably the movie I've seen the most is Wayne's World 2.
Yeah.
And Wayne's World 1, it's probably, I've probably only seen it like maybe 10 or 15 times as opposed to maybe hundreds of Wayne's World 2. So I started with Wayne's World 1 last week, this week, whatever. And you know how I'm like, my memory is going, my brain is mush.
Yeah.
And like, I have trouble like remembering lyrics and things like that.
Yep.
It was very much that. Like, I'm watching it and I'm misquoting everything.
Wow.
Everything. Like the feeling is there, but I'm not getting the quote exactly right.
Yeah.
And my timing is off, which I really hate, because like, I'm saying it a bit before or a bit after they say it. It's like, this is terrible. I don't want to watch the second one now. Like, one of my favorite movies of all time. So the next night, I watch it anyway, and I'm fucking spot on. Spot on.
Yeah.
So it's just that I haven't seen the first one enough is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the beats. Like, you know, we've done the Glenn in an accent challenge.
Yep.
Why'd they come to me to die? Why'd they come to me to die?
Yeah.
Why is it if you kill a man in battle, it's called heroic? Or if you kill a man in passion, it's called murder, yeah. So I couldn't get the first one's quote down right, but the second one, no, piece of piss, easy. And then I'm like, if I had more time, I was starting to worry, because I'm like, should I be watching this stuff that I know and love and is like sort of comfort for me? Or should I watch something new? Should I watch new things that like aren't necessarily new, but would be new to me. Like, I've never seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Maybe I should watch that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know what I should do or what I should have done because my time is up, frankly.
Yeah.
But you're the wrong person to ask. I shouldn't have even bothered with this.
Well, it's an interesting thing to mention because, yeah, it's almost paralyzing, the thought of doing it. I certainly get overwhelmed. And for me just now, it's two choices.
Yeah.
You know, there's two options of stuff that I want, and I want to watch them.
Yeah.
You know? But I just can't. And, like, I think I started Better Call Saul, and I got 10 minutes in. I had to stop because I was like, I'm not. And it's not that it's bad. It's like, I do want to watch this because I am intrigued. But yeah. I wasn't in the right headspace. You know, when you're I need to be in the mood.
You have to be ready for, one, that type of comedy because it is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is, for a drama show, it is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. But then it is also a drama. So you have to be prepared for that as well.
Yeah. And I think there's a part of me that is just sitting there going, Michael McKean?
Yeah, you go. That's why you want to watch it. Of course, I should have realized.
Chuck, when? Give me
you
Chuck.
You have seen all of Breaking Bad?
No. I've seen parts of Breaking Bad, but honestly, I have no interest.
It's not a problem because this is technically a prequel to Breaking Bad. There's just some things that are characters and stuff that are going to show up and you won't.
There's stuff I know. Like, I know that Gus is in it and I know what happens to Gus. And I know bald guy, that his name I can't remember.
Mike?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen him in the little bit that I watched. I'm like, I know he's from Breaking Bad. Because he's the guy who's like, I had a guy.
I tell you, that, I mean, I think it was, Breaking Bad holds the record for most Emmy nominations without a win. And it's like double digits, like 50 something.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, I tell you, I can't remember his name. Fuck. But Michael.
Michael McKean.
Whatever his... No. Mike. Oh, the character. The old guy. There are some... he's basically in every episode. Mm-hmm. But there are some episodes like he absolutely fucking deserves an award for that.
Yeah.
He is really good in it. But of course, so is fucking Ray Sehorn and Bob Odenkirk. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
there's too much that they should have been at least recognized for. But then again, I said at the time, it's one of my all-time favorite shows. I'm sure the people involved may feel differently, but I don't need some bullshit award to tell me it's a good show.
Exactly. Because I think Better Call Saul is the same, that it was nominated for everything and never won.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. Better Call Saul.
Right,
Breaking Bad, I think, won stuff.
Oh, right, yeah, because I think Better Call Saul, like you say, when you said holds the record, I thought you were talking about Breaking Bad, but no, definitely
Better Call Saul. Yeah. Definitely. And that's what I'm talking about. I wish I could remember his name, but Mike, for Better Call Saul. He's so much better in Better Call Saul than Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah. So. I remember Bob Odenkirk, I've seen interviews where Bob Odenkirk talks about Michael McKean. I don't know if it's Michael McKean or Michael McKean.
I say McKean.
McKean. That's how I'm going to pronounce it until somebody tells me otherwise. I remember seeing an interview with him where it's like...
Michael, if you're listening, we know you're a listener. Write in. Tell us give us a pronunciation guide.
Oh,
McKean or McKean?
Can you imagine? Just be like, I know it was like one episode in the 90s, but I loved you in The Nanny.
Yeah.
I also loved you in Laverne and Shirley, but I loved you in The Nanny first. I remember him talking about it. It's like, Michael McKean deserves a fucking Oscar for that.
Yeah. But no, Better Call Saul is, one of my all-time favourite shows, television shows for sure. So you should watch it. Michael McKean's in it. You should watch it.
I've wanted to watch it forever, like for a long time. And at the time I was kind of like, I'm going to wait until it's finished and then I'll just binge the whole thing. But I think I definitely need to be in a mood for it.
That is what I did with Breaking Bad. I had no interest in watching it because it's like everyone was like, oh, Breaking Bad. You know what I'm like. You know what I'm like. It's like after the fact, I'll do something. If it's mainstream, I don't give a fuck about it.
We're both a little bit like that.
Yeah. So I had the whole thing to watch, watched it over however long. It was probably a couple of months, really. One episode left. Right?
Mm-hmm.
At the big finale. And I was working at EB Games, right? Yeah. Not the store where, not game where I was the manager. I'm just a lowly casual, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a younger girl working there as well. I think maybe just out of school, just graduated. Mm-hmm. And she would ask us questions like, this Seinfeld show, should I watch that? Is that good? It's like, fucking yes, of course you should fucking watch it and mm-hmm. things like that. And she's like, oh, I really like Walking Dead as well. It's like, you're probably a bit young for Walking Dead, but okay, kudos, whatever. At the time, this Walking Dead was still good.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'm watching Breaking Bad. I'm right up to the end. And ready, spoilers. She says, oh, I can't believe that he dies. I'm like, the fuck? You didn't just say that, did you? I just told you I'm at the end, one episode left, and you've just spoiled it for me.
Is that a spoiler, though?
Realistically, no, it's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, nothing works out good for anybody in these shows, in Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there are some characters that at least have some redemption.
Mm-hmm.
There are two characters that have some form of redemption.
Okay.
As people, so whereas everyone else across both series, they just don't get it. They don't have it. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Here. So still talking about me being alone then.
Okay.
How often are you alone in your house? Like for like sleeping, and like there's no one else in the house and stuff like that.
Not very often. The last time would have been when, mom and dad were away on the cruise, and I was
Grease Lightning. Yep.
when they were away on the cruise, and I was left to my own devices. But even then, I was like you. I was coming home at like stupid o'clock in the morning.
Oh, of course, because the fringe was on.
Yeah.
So how do you go sleeping? Like if you're in the house by yourself,
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, I figure I'm usually fine. First night, I lock the doors and I always check them more than once most of the time. And it's like, well, I don't want all these lights on. So I like go over to Kez's laptop and I turn off the screen and I turn off my speakers. I put my stream deck into sleep mode. I'm like, these doors are open. They shouldn't be open. So I close the toilet door. I close the bathroom door. And there's the laundry door, which we never close.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll close it. So I'm like, close the laundry door. And I'm in bed trying to fall asleep, and then I hear this like noise, like there's something. What the fuck? That is a door opening. There is someone in the fucking house, but I know the doors are locked.
Yeah.
But I've been kind of almost asleep. All right. And then I hear the door opening more and like just like loud noise creaking. I'm like, fuck it. All right. And I tell Google to turn on the lights. I get up and it's the laundry door, right? Because we never close it. The floorboards. It goes from in the hallway floorboards to in the laundry tiles.
Okay.
And there's like this strip between them.
Mm-hmm.
The door isn't shaved down enough. So the strip is forcing the door back open.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm like, motherfucker, this is not what I need at the start of like, 2 and a bit weeks or whatever of being in this house alone by myself.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to be freaked out on night goddamn one.
Yeah.
So now, every night, at least for the first week, I had like, there's like a little doorway entry light in the lounge area at our, technically it's our front door, but it doesn't get used. So I was leaving that on.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did have to get up in the night, there was light on out here. And I'm like, I'm not a child. Why am I doing this?
Sometimes it's just the comfort. I mean,
yeah,
when,
I think so.
Before mom and dad left, they got a timer thing for one of the lamps downstairs.
Yeah.
Because obviously there was going to be nobody in the house for long periods of time.
Yeah. I mean, that feels like an old people thing to do. I'm just saying, it just feels like an old people. And your parents aren't that old.
No, but it was very comforting for me to come home and see a light on.
Yeah.
You know, and not just walk into a house that was pitch black.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I did appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
I did get home one night and finish A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. And then fall asleep. Yeah. So that's maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's been a couple of times where I've been like on the couch trying to watch something. More than anything, I've watched The Bucket Show.
Yeah.
And then I've been so wiped out that I've fallen asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. And that, like, as in, like, I could just fucking sleep here.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Like, oh, but you've got TV in your room and shit, I guess, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't be opposed to sleeping on the couch, but I would be more likely to get tucked up in bed and, yeah, you know, watch something that way. Although, I have to say, I was feeling a bit crappy the last couple, like Thursday, Friday. I got home from work and I crawled into bed at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asleep until like 5:30 the next morning. I got to get up and I got to just relax. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
I fucking love sleep. Yeah. There is nothing better than being so wiped out that you lie down and fall asleep and then waking up.
Yeah, when sleep is good, it is good. When it's bad, it's bad.
Yep.
Oh no, you didn't talk about this. Remember how you were telling me about a dream you had, right? Specific dream. Not a good dream.
There
was some water involved, I think.
Oh, that dream, yes.
That dream. That prompted me to have a dream.
Oh no.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, you were there.
Okay.
We were walking around somewhere. We must have been in Perth because I think I've talked about Penguin Island and Seal Island before, where there's like fairy penguins and seals. Yeah. Fairy penguin is like a type of penguin. Mm-hmm. We were walking around and then all of a sudden there were like just like fields filled with these dead fairy penguins.
Wow.
Like they had been like mauled to death. Like, they were disgusting. I was like, I said, oh, God, maybe the seals from Seal Island have done this. And then we walk a bit further, and there's fucking seals, just, like, fucking flesh wounds. Oh, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I blame you for that dream. I blame you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. So, yeah, when sleep is good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad.
It's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. Yep. But no, my dreams haven't been too terrible.
Good.
So, yeah, been doing okay. Been doing okay. You know what would really help me sleep?
What would really help
me sleep at night? Mitzi linked me to someone's story on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I don't have it anymore because it was a story. It expired. But I don't know where this was.
Can we take a quick break here? Just while you gather yourself together.
Coming soon on the Murder Party Party podcast, we have an exclusive interview with a very key person involved in the investigation of the Murder Party Party murders, and that is a psychic. That's right, someone helping on the case. This interview we are looking very forward to. We're hoping to get some inside information and maybe even convene with the dead. Stay tuned for our next episode, coming soon. So, yeah, I wish I could remember what it was called. But no, it was it's like a stall with stuff for sale. And then there's like Star Wars or Disney stuff around as well. And this, anyway, it was like a Pedro Pascal daddy pillow or something like that. Daddy's little girl pillow or something. Yep. I need it. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I assume it's stuffed with Pedro Pascal's chest hair. No, moustache trimmings.
Ooh,
let's go with that. Yeah. So we were talking about in bonus content about the chest hair content of certain people.
Yeah.
When it comes to Pedro, I just imagine he's a furry kind of guy. I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be, right.
He looks like he would be.
Either way, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, I would have assumed certain other people would have had a lot of, you know, body hair, but apparently they don't, according to pictures from 1999.
And videos from 2005.
The 2005 one, I'm not as surprised, but certainly the 1999 one, I was very surprised.
Yep. All right, we're getting a bit off the deep end here. We're talking about Pedro Pascal. Stuff. I don't know. What else we got to talk about?
You're the one with the list. What did we mention?
God damn you to hell.
I can't remember shit, Giovinazzi.
Have you tried Pal World?
No, but I want to.
I don't know if you do, because I wanted to. I really wanted to, and it's not for me. It's very grindy for starters.
Okay.
And I go into the game not knowing a fucking thing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, it's still pre-release mode, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's just some things that rub me the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe it's because I'm used to playing Pikmin, right? And I'm used to being in charge, telling the Pikmin what to do.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I was collecting something that I needed, a resource.
Mm-hmm.
And then my little Palkamon friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're called. Palkamon. My Palkamon.
just your pal.
My Palkamon, yeah. My Palkamon sheep dude. He got in my fucking way and just started doing it for me. I'm like, dude, no, I don't want you to do this. I want you, like, by my side. Like a little Pikachu following me.
Mm-hmm. But that's Lamble, cute.
That's his,
like,
name.
No, I'll do it for you.
Oh, but no. I wanted to use the bench that he was taking the resources to. So you get in my fucking way.
Oh, okay.
But then there's also you personally yourself beat these creatures sometimes to death, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And your Palkamon just help you out, damaging these other Palkamons.
I mean,
if you beat it to death, you can't use your Palkaball to capture it. You have to beat it to within an inch of its life.
But that's the same for Pokemon.
Yeah, but you're forcing another Pokemon to do that. You're not doing it yourself. You're not baiting it with a fucking axe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to try it because I'm very intrigued by the designs and
how do you feel about increasing your health by eating the Palkamon?
I mean, there's always been thoughts about where did they get their meat in the Pokemon world from?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I always assume Pokemon are more like an engineered type of animal because they are in Pokeballs. Or do you think a Pokeball was formed to capture them? I'm not sure.
Pokemon was 100% formed to catch them in the Pokemon world, the universe was created by a Pokemon. And I want to say Dialga?
Mm.
Palkia?
Yeah, okay. All
one
right.
of those. Arceus, something like that.
I'm a Pokemon atheist. I don't believe in this creator Pokemon.
I believe more than that than other people's imaginary friend.
You got to think, though, that like when you see them eating food in the anime and that, like if they're eating a beef ramen, it's cow and not Taurus. That's what I assume.
But do they even have cow? Do they have non-Pokemon animals in the Pokemon world?
I think, what do you think would be the weirdest Pokemon to eat that, like, should be completely taboo that you should not eat?
Pikachu.
People eat rat.
People do eat rat.
Yeah. I've got one.
What's yours?
Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
Mr. Mime is basically a dude. Mr. Mime is a guy.
Is he not Ash's stepdad?
Ash's mom. Yeah, Ash's mom has a relationship with a Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to eat.
That's always the worst and weirdest thing about the anime. I genuinely hated that. I mean, I always found Mr. Mime creepy anyway.
Yeah. Like, before Mr. Mime lived with Ash's mum, it was kind of like Professor Oak and Ash's mum. I'm like, I'm down for that. She's her own woman.
Yeah.
Professor Oak is a single guy. Sure, his grandson is out there fucking picking fights with your little fling's child, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let the kids work it out.
Yeah. I mean,
we're just having fun, Ash's mom, says Professor Oak. We're just having a bit of fun.
I always like,
let's not get serious.
I always liked the theory that Giovanni was Ash's dad.
Yeah, because one day he would have just fucked off and never returned. It's like, in the Pokemon world, I'm becoming a Pokemon trainer is the equivalent of I'm just going out to buy a pack of smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Except you do it when you're 12 years fucking old.
But think about that. He's sending his minions to steal his own kid's Pikachu.
Yeah. Oh, this is very much a Darth Vader situation where, to begin with, he didn't give a fuck that it's his kids.
He didn't know.
Are you sure?
Oh, he didn't
know.
He didn't know Leia. He didn't know Leia was his.
He would have felt it. He would have felt it in the Force. I'm sure.
I
think he was denying it. I think he was denying his feelings.
Possibly, but I need someone who knows more about Star Wars than I do. I almost said Stargate there.
If only we knew someone, just anybody, who knows the lore of Star Wars. Maybe the kind of person who'd seen episode one in the cinemas like 11 times.
Is that how many times you've seen it?
I think it is, yeah. it's larger than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about Mr. Paul Mattingly, ladies and gentlemen.
So we don't even need to say his name and we both know who we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Power World, it didn't quite do it for me. I do want to try playing it multiplayer. Just because I enjoy fucking around. Like, for me, multiplayer games, I enjoy playing a multiplayer game where I don't know what I'm doing. And I let someone who does know what they're doing be in charge.
Ah.
It's like, you know when was streaming Borderlands 3, right?
Yes.
I was taking charge because I know what I'm doing. I've played this. I know what's going on. So it's like, yeah. Follow me. Mm-hmm. Started playing a game called Valheim.
I've heard of
which
this.
Is like, it's like a mixture of a few different games. Mm-hmm. It got to the point where it was like, I know how to use an axe and collect wood. I'm going to cut down these trees while you go and build our base. It's like, that's what I'm good for. I enjoyed it. I enjoy cutting down the trees, collecting wood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I like.
I want someone else to be in charge in multiplayer games, frankly, every time.
I will say that. So one thing I never touched on last episode was when I was talking about Sackboy.
Yes, so and his adventure that is quite large.
Yes. One of the trophies for Sackboy is called the Rip Snort. Oh, no, it's called String It All Together is the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to play a level called the Rip Snorter, which is essentially all the trials, because you've got little timed trials, you've got 15 of them, that's all together in one.
Yep.
I think I played that through maybe about 50 times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was okay. I was getting further each time. But then I was looking up for tips and there was a guy on Reddit actually who said, look, I've spent months mastering this.
Fuck.
If you want help, let me know. This is like just out into Reddit. And I was like, if you're still offering it, this was like in November last year. So it's not even that long ago. So I've never posted on Reddit before in my life. But I replied to this. Yeah. I replied to this saying, if you're still offering, I could use a hand. And he was like, cool. Added made a friend on PlayStation and went through it. He's like, I'll load it up, I'll add you on. Cool. First thing this guy does, lifts me up, throws me off the site, and fucking runs.
What the fuck?
Now, I should say, this isn't as bad as it sounds. So, to get this String It All Together trophy, you need to get a gold in this, which means you need to complete all 15 trials in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Less than 10 minutes. He did it in 8.
Wow.
And because of the way the game works, only one person on the multiplayer needs to complete it.
Oh.
So he knew by throwing me off and running off, I wouldn't respawn and he could just go for it.
I thought you were going for tips and tricks, not just letting someone else fucking do it.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, you know what? Fuck. I was fucking in awe watching it. Because obviously, I've already completed all the trials. So
So you can do them.
I can do them. I've gone through all the bits. But watching him take certain paths, I'm like, shit, I never even thought. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
And so when he got to a certain point, I think it was maybe what's the equivalent to trial 4 or 5?
Yeah.
When he gets to that bit, he's 15 seconds ahead of where I was when I was hitting it. And I'm wow. My jaw was on the floor and he's like, you know, there we are, hopefully pop for you. And I'm like, yes, thank you very much. Yeah. This is amazing.
At the start, when he just threw you off the edge, did you think he was just fucking trolling you?
I don't think so. I was just like, okay. It's like,
interesting,
he must know what
take,
he's doing.
Sir.
I think if my game had crashed, I think because the game kept going, I was okay. Yeah. And it did have my little name on the tab there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, because I did say, I was like, look, I've never played online. It's been a very long time since I've done any kind of online games. You know, you'll have to keep me right on what I'm doing. He's like, honestly, just sit back, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Quite literally. Put your controller to the side.
Yeah. Just watch, sweet person of indeterminate gender.
I'm assuming it was a he. The name was Matt something. That came up.
Matt could be short for Matthewina.
It could be. It could be the
It could be
a girl, but this person was very lovely, very sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm eternally grateful to them. I did have to go through the rest of the game and complete all the levels to get all the orbs to open up the final level.
Yes.
So, it's not all a cakewalk.
And then you've still got the multipliers.
Exactly.
So, cheese bags, reach out to Brogan if you are capable.
But I will say, I kind of wish there was... Because I believe that's called boosting a trophy, where you rig it to win an online multiplayer. But I wish there was stuff like that for other trophies that I'm having trouble with. That I could just hand the controller over and let somebody else do it. Yeah. Because honestly, I wouldn't do it for a whole game, you know.
Yeah.
But problem trophies, the Destroy All Humans ASL Challenges one, I would quite happily hand the controller over to somebody and let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Because I completed the whole game. I have no shame about that.
Mm.
And there's, the Judgment trophies, which I keep looking at, and I fucking loved Judgment, and then I lost the save file when I moved to PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm like, if I even want to try this, I have to play the whole fucking game again.
From the start, yeah.
And the game is good. The game is very good.
Yeah.
But the trophy I'm missing is complete all missions for Camaro Go, which is like their side quest little lap thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I want to do it, I have to complete all the missions for the shops and for the restaurants, despite having the trophies for the restaurants. So,
A lot of extra time to take. Yeah. I really would have been like, this motherfucker, he's gone to this effort to post on Reddit just to fuck with me. But I'm a jaded kind of person.
Yeah.
Like,
I just thought it was hilarious. He literally just picked me up and bolted.
Last night, I was hanging out at Sam's place, and some other person I met one time came over briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about artwork on the wall, if it's slightly askew, and we're saying how oh wow, look at the green screen, look at my Bowser.
I've been looking at that for... It's flickering on your...
on my pants, yeah. And how someone's house, all right, but in a restaurant or a place of business, if your artwork is a bit askew, you'd be like, they should really be fixing that. How can they leave it like that? And I said, you know what? I'd probably give them the benefit of the doubt. And then Sam just looks at me and says, no, you wouldn't. That is the most unlike Wayne thing you have ever said.
Yeah. Who are you and what have you done with Wayne?
Yeah. So I do have that problem where I don't give people the benefit of the doubt because I'm expecting the troll or whatever. And recently I've had a few trolls coming up in my chat on stream and that. But on the flip side of that, I know I'm spending too much time on Twitch not streaming, just watching.
Okay.
Because I this is when I decided I should be watching these movies and stuff that I should that I enjoy to keep me happy. Because I'm sitting there just watching someone draw a skull, for example. And I've been coming across a lot of Aussie artists, Aussie streamers.
Oh, cool.
Which is good. And I was in one on, I want to say, Friday afternoon.
Mm.
And a name I recognized popped up in the chat.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, shit, it's Shinkalel. That's Rob. I know that guy. He plays games with Jonan. He does his own streams. So I'm like, oh, hey, it's Shinkalel. And he's like, oh, hey, it's Wayne Geo.
Oh, did you say Geo or did you say Wayne Glow?
Geo, yeah. He always called me Geo, Rob did. That's the first time I've seen someone in the wild from other streams.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my Saturday stream, I'm drawing my comic, and he dropped into my chat. I was Rob, that's exciting. That's cool.
That's
seeing
cool.
someone that you've seen in other streams in the wild and then in your own, that's kind of cool. So maybe I am a little bit less jaded.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because I'm feeling all right, that's why I said I'd give them the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe.
If a restaurant's, yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was the depression talking this whole time.
No, I'm just that moody fucking cat.
I know.
You know it. Yep. Right. So I say, if you are of the Little Big Planet, no, Sackboy's Big Adventure persuasion, reach out to Brogan Hastings and say, hey, I can help you get those multiplayer trophies by talking to them on social media at 7 Billion Needles.
And you can drop into Wayne's chat by following him at Wayne Geo.
G-I-O.
G-I-O.
That's correct. Or you can just like talk to us on online, all social media at NicePodBud, or drop us a line, admin@nicepodbud.com. Send us art crimes. We want art crimes. Gosh dog it. We haven't had an art crime in ages. But yeah, just go to, I was thinking about updating our website. I tried. No. I wanted to change it completely. Uh-huh. And what I want, I can't do. I'm not good. I'm not good enough.
Before we get to the
end. I could do it, but it's other stuff. Anyway. Before we get to the end.
Speaking of websites, my website is currently under maintenance as of recording, but it should be back up and working when this drops. Just a quick reminder, I do have a discount code that gets you no shipping because you want me to bring it to Scoopfest. Somebody asked about this recently and I was like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot I had that.
So you can go to 7billionneedles.com using the coupon code HeyScoops.
No. It is enter HeyScoops at checkout.
HeyScoops at checkout, yeah.
Woo. But no, the code is HeyScoops.
Yes.
And the direction is enter HeyScoops at checkout.
Yep. Cool. And that is if I, mm-hmm. Somebody from Delaware was going to Scoopfest 2024 and I wanted to buy something from Brogan Hastings but didn't want to pay those exorbitant shipping prices. I'm not saying they're exorbitant, they're just high because that's what shipping costs.
Shipping you is fucking extortionate.
Yeah, you could use, but it's not from you. You're not extortionate. It's the postal system.
Yeah.
It's the postal system. You could use the discount code HeyScoops at checkout. Brogan will then bring those goods to Scoopfest and hand them to you.
Yes. Yes.
Won't make eye contact. No eye contact. That's part of the deal. Don't fucking utter a word to Brogan during this exchange. Any other time during Scoopfest is fine. But during this exchange, it's pure fucking business.
It's done behind the back of McMullen's. We just nod and I hand you a parcel and we walk away.
Yep, behind that massage parlor. Yes.
And then we walk around to the other side of McMullen's. It's like, oh, hey, I didn't know you were here.
Exactly. But you have to walk opposite ways around the fucking complex.
Yeah, you can't follow me.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, thanks for stopping by and having a listen.
As always, stay fresh, cheese bags.